asking? What? He said, what? He said, what? Try that. That's good, too. Something ethnic, anything you want. Well, President Obama now says he was hallucinating at the Mandela funeral. Well, thank you. Thank you. That was smattering. What do you know?
Live from Boise, Idaho to Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
That's a good start.
That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's Want Not author Jonathan Miles, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the hills are alive with the sound of Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. With songs they have heard. All right, then. Okay. She did pretty good, Carrie Underwood. I didn't watch it.
Well, how do you know?
I heard some people liked her a lot. Okay. All right, I'm just saying. Thanks, Bitsy. Appreciate that. You should tell people why you're called Bitsy. Why is that?
It's so cute.
It is cute.
It's because I'm so cute.
All right.
Oh, look, they like it. I didn't even have to press the applause
button.
Well,
then why don't they call you Bunny Wunny or something? They could call you anything. Oh, why Bitsy?
That's too diminishing. I would never allow myself to be called Bunny Wunny. Bitsy, on the other hand.
Yeah.
That's a keeper. Plus, you can say it.
You're
really
not going to say, are you? Your people want to get to know a little about you. Why are you Bitsy?
I'm not going to say a single thing.
You're not going to say? No. You're not going to tell people why you're Bitsy?
Mm-mm. No.
It's a cute story.
Yeah. Go. You go ahead. You tell it, Michael.
No, I don't. Okay.
It's important to
you don't give an inch, do you, Bitsy?
No, and it's
not
important.
Not even a little Bitsy.
Not even a little Bitsy.
Like people want a little human thing, and it's very cute. Yeah. You call Bitsy by your... Someone.
Somebody once upon a time called me Bitsy and it stuck.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Anyhow, so if the president was hallucinating, the interpreter got it exactly right. That's the way I look at it. And schizophrenics everywhere understood it perfectly. You know, that's what I thought it was a good thing. Anyway, hallucination is a good excuse for that selfie. Oh, John is interpreting now. But don't you think, I mean, a lot of those people make up those signs. A lot of those people make up those signs. You know? And usually deaf people don't complain a lot about that sort of thing.
Well, it was a little suspicious. He was doing like one, like over and over. It's like, they can't.
And he was doing some chest beating, which I think is more NFL than anything else. I don't think necessarily professional football was mentioned during the speech.
No.
Okay. He's kind of a ref, more like soccer, maybe a soccer ref or something. Okay, what was I saying? Anyway, hallucination is a good excuse for that selfie with the way hot Danish prime minister, huh? Hella, hella. Oh, hella, I love you, won't you tell me your name? She was so, you know, all right, so, I mean, Cameron was at fault, really. The British Prime Minister. They did a sandwich thing with Hella in the middle, and it was really her selfie. But the guys were just crushing her, you know, and his wife is sitting there. The Obama's wife, Michelle, was sitting right there, and she was clearly at a funeral. Worst case scenario. Well, I was just saying, David and Barry's Excellent Adventure. All right. And now, of course, the House is looking into it to see if taking a selfie at a funeral is impeachable. See, that's one thing. Even at The Sopranos, they never did that, took a selfie at a funeral. I think if you do it with the dearly departed.
That's okay.
In the picture. No, I think that's impeachable.
Oh,
that's a violation. Shouldn't happen. Anyway, in other news besides that, the Chinese lunar lander lands on the moon, claims all the lack of airspace. Vacuum space? What do they have on the moon? I have no idea. North Korea lunar lander landed, of course, with Kim Jong-un's uncle on the moon. And one of these days, Alice, I guess there's no Kim Jong-un in Uncle, is what it comes down to. A lot of people say it was the aunt's fault. You know, I think she was behind it. So, I personally liked my uncle. I can't imagine really doing that. I can see firing him, but killing him, I think, is going too far. It's my aunt who used to bug me. I don't know. Everyone's different. Every family is different. Let's see. The Mega Millions jumps to nearly Obamacare website levels. So that's getting up there. Wisconsin Representative Paulie Ryan is out from under his parents' Blue Cross Blue Shield, so he had to sign up for Obamacare. How's that for irony? Bound to happen. And then Paulie put on his big boy suit and comes up with a budget deal. How about that? Big day for the Ryans. Got insurance. Got the budget deal. There are fewer across-the-board cuts, but more below-the-belt cuts. And those cuts hurt below the belt, believe me. Pope Francis was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, but as Renault, never will be Car and Driver's Car of the Year. So that's the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh, I guess, in these awards. Let's see, at the Screen Actors Guild nominations, 12 Years a Butler takes all the awards. 12 Years a Butler, that's what it says. I don't know why you're puzzled. Oprah did not get nominated for the best whatever she was in that movie. But Stedman was nominated for 12 Years a Boyfriend. In other related news, I guess 365,000 are now in Obamacare, which sounds good, until you realize that 6.7 million people went to see an opera. Last year. Pales, I guess. GM's first female CEO says her first priority will be the Chevrolet Silverado. Thank you. Smiley face, they liked it. Legal weed is available January 1st in Colorado or Uruguay, whichever is more convenient. Montevideo sounds nice this time of year. The International Space Station AC is out, and try getting an HVAC guy to go out there in orbit. Almost impossible. The good news, Tom Hanks is suiting up. Get out there and fix it with just common household objects and duct tape. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hanks. Let's hear it for Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks! See? See what I mean? Nice to have one of those. I'm going to get one at home. Okay, Bavaria has abandoned plans to reprint Mein Kampf. Instead, they are coming out with an edition of Unintimidated. The Scott Walker book. Yes, okay. All right, after the success of Sound of Music with Carrie Underwood, next for NBC, Yentl with Miley Cyrus. It's a natural, it's an obvious thing. Stung by the lack of black females in the cast, Saturday Night Live is going to add Juana Mann to the show. Juana Mann. Did you ever see that? Juana Mann is a movie with this guy who plays. But, okay. I don't care. I like it. Smiley face, Michael. Keep trying. Keep trying. Oh, let's see. Frigid temperatures sweep the country. They're calling it winter. It's not so bad. It's a dry cold. Yeah. That's why it's dry ice out there, practically. It's great for guys who come back with a deer and don't have a freezer. You know, you just hang it from the basketball hoop. Especially if it's next to the neighbor's window, that's ideal. Till April, when you can get to it. Let's see, twice as many people sign up for Mars as Kenosha. Thought that was unusual. Major League Baseball outlaws home plate collisions, so I guess I can lose that home plate collision deductible I've been carrying. Still a good idea to have the uninsured catcher protection, in case your catcher does not have insurance. Okay, I'm almost out of here. A dairy farmer, you'll like this, a dairy farmer has been brought into Lambeau Field to slap, poke, and force Aaron Rodgers to his feet. Otherwise, just a lot of really expensive steaks and chops there. Roger says it still hurts to do the discount to double check. So that's what they're waiting on, and that's all the news. That is not news. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. They really liked it. There's just one local thing here that doesn't fit in anything here, but I thought this is good. Thiensville, hey. A Thiensville man cited after hurrying to get hamburgers home to wife, is the headline. An 88-year-old Thiensville man may have taken the happy wife, happy life adage too far when police say he failed to report a recent accident. According to the police report, the 88-year-old man was cited for failing to report a hit-and-run accident after his car struck a parked vehicle on Green Bay Road on December 2nd. Police traced the vehicle debris left at the scene to a body shop in Milwaukee. That was quite a trail of debris, apparently. The Thiensville man told police he was returning from the Wendy's in Brown Deer and knew he hit something, but said it was important to get the burgers home for his wife. The police reported said he was also not too concerned that he struck another vehicle. In addition to being cited for the accident, he was referred to the state of Wisconsin for a medical review. I can see what he meant, though. You know, can't you? I think it's justifiable hit and run, if there is, ever was one.